The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Blessed be thy name. Thank you for all you have done since this month started. To you be all the glory. This morning, send your word to us in this first service. Let everyone online, on ground, and in all our churches connected be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let there be miracles. Let there be interventions. Thank you, Father. We vow to return the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Can we give Jesus another big clap this morning? And please be seated. I welcome you to service this morning. I especially also want to welcome all our online viewers and everyone that is connected to this service this morning. From everywhere you are connected from, God will meet with you and bless you in the name of Jesus. Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? We are in for something great this morning, and I know that God is going to visit everyone in a very unique way this morning in the name of Jesus. It's our family intervention service, the first in the year 2025. Hallelujah. And I know this is one of the services you always look forward to. Yes or no? Yes. And today God has sent me to you with something special. And you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. Family life with a difference. Family life with a difference. Is somebody ready for this morning? Now this is part one. No one wants a failed family. No one wants a failed family life or home or marriage. Everyone desires for success in life, in family, and in every area. Everyone wants an heaven on earth kind of family or heaven on earth kind of marriage. It's unfortunate that many marriages are failed or are failing. Many marriages are falling into agony instead of matrimony. Many marriages are in agony, in pain instead of gain. But from today, your own family shall enjoy gain in the name of Jesus. There's a wisdom that builds a family with a difference. And basically, there are three kinds of families or three kinds of marriages. The first is what we call bad marriage. Bad marriage is a marriage where things are not going well. There is threat, there is fighting, there is combat, there is abuse, there is beating. Many things that are not okay are in a bad marriage. A marriage where there is hardly peace. There's hardly peace. If you have peace, it's hardly. Every time is one issue or another. That's a bad marriage. And the devil is always excited about this kind of marriage. That, this is very good. There's no peace. In your family, there will be peace. The second kind of marriage is what we call average marriage. This is not bad and this is not good. It is bad today, good tomorrow. This is a marriage that there are times like, if you do your part, I will do my part. If you don't do your own, I will not do my own. This is a 50-50 marriage whereby you bring your part, I bring my part. If you don't bring your part, I don't bring my own part. This is a marriage that if you serve me, I will serve you. If you don't serve me, I will not serve you. It's good today, it's not good tomorrow. This is a marriage whereby if you give sex, I give money. If you give money, I give sex. If you don't give, and if you don't you give me your own part, I don't give you my own part. Average marriage, where joy is only for a short time. Joy is small, crying small, joy is small, weeping small. Average. And the third kind of marriage is marriage or family with a difference. And that is your own kind of family in the name of Jesus. This is a marriage where there is joy, where there is peace, where there is tranquility. This is a marriage where God is honored. where family is important, where love reigns, compassion is there, sacrifice is there, and forgiveness is there. Where they offend each other, they forgive each other, they move on. Marriage with a difference, where love is expressed publicly, where love is expressed privately. And that will be your own kind of marriage in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, there are some essentials that makes a marriage with a difference. There are some vital things that makes a marriage become a marriage or a family with a difference. We look at few in the first service. We look at much more in the second service by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Somebody ready for this? Shout a big hallelujah. The first essential is foundation. Foundation in Psalm chapter 11, number 3. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you want to have a good family life, you must take care of your foundation. That's why if you are married already and you had a bad foundation, you have to go and repair that foundation. You can't be building on rubbles. You can see that we are doing a construction out there right now, extending the entrance, and also going to, it's also going up to be able to do a studio right at the front there, where we can also put some very important equipments and all that. And we had to do a foundation. There had to be a foundation, or else all the iron, we have iron here, we have iron at the back here that are ready for the major work starting tomorrow. All those iron in millions cannot stay on that platform if there is no foundation. We just put one stick together, one stick here, one stick, and we begin to put all those iron there. You can be sure what will happen. That's how many people are building their marriages. There is no foundation. Jesus is not in the foundation. What's in the foundation is, I love you, you love me, you are a man, I'm a woman, we know, we can live together. When we were young in the school, they used to sing a song. With Jesus in the family, happy, happy, oh. Happy, happy, oh. Happy, happy, oh. With Jesus in the family, happy, happy, oh. Happy, happy, oh. When your foundation has Christ, when your foundation is in God, your family is okay. That's why if you marry a young guy, he doesn't have so much. You marry a lady, her neck is long, like some brides, their neck is very long when they are getting married. By the time, in some few years later, it would have changed. When you marry her, you still look like nobody. But with Jesus in that family, things will work out. Pray for somebody today. Shortly, things will work out in your family in the name of Jesus. Build your family on the sure mind, on the sure foundation of Jesus. If you have missed it in that area, you need to go back to that foundation. You need to go back to that foundation and remove the rubbish in the foundation and re-erect the foundation. That's why some people, they get married, their marriage was not okay, they will come back to the pastor again to re-counsel them, to help them to be able to stand. And they are now like starting all over again. Because foundation is vital. You can't build on nonsense. You can't build on falsehood. You can't build on lies. I pray no family here will build on rubbles in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Number two essential for family with a difference is learning. And you can attest to it that I always talk about this all the time. Any sector of life where you are suffering, you have not learned enough there. Any area of life where you are not yet very okay, you have not learned enough there. If it's family, you need to learn more. If it's finance, you need to learn more. If it's health, you need to learn more. Learning will always have... There are people planning for marriage now that they have not read any book on marriage.
That's why in our church here, when people want to get married, that wedding, when is it? Sorry? Third week. Okay. So it means we'll start announcing. Okay. All right. So, well, that's why in our church here, when people want to get married, we always allow them to read. We'll give them books to read. Earlier on this month, I was listening to my wife counseling some people that wanted to get married in our church here in February. And was asking them, have you read this book? This one that we told you to read? Because you can't succeed in what you don't know something about. You misbehave. You have to. That's why, for me, this is one of the services I prepare for all services, but this is one of the services I prepare for the most. Because there is so much to learn. The more you think you have known it, you just say, hey, I've not yet known it. Like for me now, I'm still learning every day. That's the way it works. Seminars, services, books, materials, learning from those that have been successful. I pray for somebody here today. Your family will be a family with a difference. I say your family will be a family with a difference. What that negative thing that happened in your parents' family will not reoccur in your own family. I didn't hear a loud amen. History repeats itself because men don't learn from history. That's why history repeats itself. You saw what happened to your parents. You saw what happened to your grandparents or your uncles and all that. And then if you don't learn from those things, it's inevitable. From today, the grace to learn, to open our ears to hear, and to have the heart to be able to absorb it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Learning is very critical, and learning from the right source is very, very essential. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to the main thing I'll be talking about in this service. I have points, but I have a main point for every service. So for this service, the main essential for family with a difference is called prayer. Somebody say prayer. Prayer triggers a family with a difference. God wants every family to pray well. A prayerful family is a powerful family. It is important to know that Satan never wants a family to pray. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking him to devour. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Satan doesn't want your family to pray. He knows that if your family can pray, you'll be blessed. Satan knows that if any family can pray, it will be rendered useless in the family. Satan cannot operate in a family that prays successfully. Hello. Prayer keeps Satan away, keeps his agents away. John chapter 10 verse 10, the enemy cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come to give life and to give it more abundantly. So the work of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10 verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody today. Devil will not be able to steal from your family. Devil will not be able to steal from your family. Devil will not be able to steal from your family. In the name of Jesus. Prayer releases fire from heaven to make a family a no-go area for Satan. Satan is not afraid of your suit. He's not afraid of your class in life, your class of degree that you brought from school. Satan is not afraid of the kind of car you drive. Satan is not afraid of how beautiful and handsome you are. Satan is not afraid of the kind of school you went to, if it's college of education, university or polytechnic. He's afraid of your prayers. That's what he's afraid of. Anywhere there is confusion, Satan is there and he's checked with prayer. Anywhere there is confusion, you check that confusion with prayer. Hello. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Matthew 18, it is, verily, verily, I say unto you, was, can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. Say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Praise the Lord. So one of the things that will keep the devil away is prayer. And one of the things that are very principal when it comes to prayer is what we call prayer altar. Having a prayer altar in your family. Having a prayer altar in your family. A family prayer altar is a place where the family comes together to worship. It's not a secret room where nobody enters. It's not a room where nobody can enter this room. Nobody. No. It's a place where the worship of God is paramount. Where God is exalted. A family altar is a meeting place between the family and God. It can be your living room. It can be your master's bedroom. It can be your study room. Just a place where you consecrate to God, whereby you can meet with God from time to time. Somebody with me this morning, shout a big hallelujah. What are the benefits of a family altar? What are the benefits of having a family altar in the house? Number one, it guarantees God's presence. Matthew 18:20. Matthew 18:20. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Divine presence is one of the greatest assets of every family. And when you have a place where you pray, you have a divine, you have access to God's presence. You know, there's nothing like God's presence. There's no asset like God's presence. So once you have that presence, it helps your family. It checks the devil out. God's presence will release presence. God's presence. P-R-E. Presence. You know presence now. We release presence into your family. God's presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. We release presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. God's presence. We release presence. Gifts into your family. Number two benefit of family altar is guarantee of rest. It guarantees rest for the family. When you have an altar, you have rest. Somebody say rest. Exodus 33:14. Exodus 33:4. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In your family, there shall be rest. I say, in your family, there shall be rest. The presence of God guarantees rest. The presence of a family altar guarantees rest. In Zechariah 2:5. Zechariah 2:5. The Bible says, for I say the Lord, I will build a wall of fire. Zechariah, not Zephaniah. Wow. I, the Lord, will build a wall of fire. That is, I will build a wall of protection round about your family. Somebody's here, that will be your testimony. God will build a wall of fire round about your family. And will be the glory in the midst of your family in Jesus' name. So, guarantees rest. It guarantees protection. There is rest. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them because of the presence of the family altar. Whenever the enemy throws his arrows, God will shoot it back. I told you the story before when we had our first child, and he was in a cot. He was in a cot in the bedroom, and we just finished praying and we were about to sleep. As we turned up the light to sleep, I saw it, and my wife saw it live. There was thunder lightning in the court of the child. And my wife shouted, did you see what I just saw now? I said, I saw it. But thank God the child is still alive today. And he will continue to be alive. Praise the Lord. This is not film. This is real. Thunder lightning came right there. I'm sure she has also shared it before. That is what God can do. The enemy brings in their own wickedness. God returns it back to them. Every agenda of hell against your family shall be terminated. Every agenda of hell against your family shall be terminated. Another benefit of family altar number 3 is it engenders unity and harmony in the family. Psalm 113 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 113 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 113 verse 1 to 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised. The presence of the Lord engenders unity. It brings the family together. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So you need to walk together in that area to provoke harmony in the family. You need to work together in the area of praying together to provoke harmony in the family, to provoke unity. Families that don't pray together, they are always fighting. It's very unlikely that you just pray together, no. The next minute you start slapping each other, no. One of the first signs that there are issues in a family is that there will not be prayer. So from time to time, there will be, devil can easily come in. Somebody you pray with every day, it's not likely you'll be fighting the person every day. Somebody you pray with all the time, it's not likely you'll be fighting the person all the time. So, prayer altar engenders unity and harmony. Unity and harmony, which also makes the blessings of God to flow. Somebody listen to me this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Number 4 benefit of the family altar, needs of the family are met. Matthew 18:19. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. When you agree together, your needs are easily met. Anything you desire, God will do it because you have united together. Your unity brings about answers to your prayers. Your unity brings about your desires in the place of prayers. Somebody with me this morning, shout a big hallelujah. So it does not matter what your family needs. It can easily be gotten. You can easily get it in the place of prayer. When you have a family altar, it's one of the things that makes your family a family with a difference, because your needs can be met. You present everything to God. God, this is the way I want it. This is the way we desire it. This is the way we want it to happen, and it will happen like that. That's the purpose of prayer. And there's a family here this morning. God himself will personally hearken to all your prayers. I say God himself will personally hearken to all your prayers. Your needs shall be met. The way you need it is the way God will give it to you. I didn't hear your amen. Everything that you desire, God will give it to you. Say a loud, amen. Anything you need can easily be got. Many couples don't know the power they have as couples. Because you are joined together, spirit, soul, and body. You can change things. You can transform things. You can turn things around. You can change the weather condition. You can turn anything around together with your united front. Mountains can be moved literally as you join hands together. That's why the devil doesn't want families to be together. He doesn't want them to be happy together. All he wants is so that there will be one form of issue or another. But that will never be your own family in the name of Jesus. Your own family shall be a united family in Jesus' name. Number 5 benefit of the family altar, things are accomplished faster. When you pray together as a family, things are accomplished faster. Deuteronomy 32 verse 30. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30. How shall one chase 1,000 and 10,000 to flight, except the rock had sold them and the Lord has shut them up? How is it possible? Can you imagine? The Bible is trying to say, can you imagine that one person will accomplish just 1,000 But immediately they become two, it moves to 10,000. In economics, I think that's what they call the power of synergy. Right? Where 2 plus 2, instead of it becoming 4, it becomes 5. Or 2 plus 2, we become 7. Or 2 plus 2, we become 20. Instead of it becoming 5. The power of synergy. Just one person can accomplish so little. But when you are united together in a front, you are pressing on the same matter before God. Your heart is pressing on the same issue. You accomplish things faster. You get things done very fast. You don't know what you are doing when you are trying to do things separately from your spouse. You don't know what you are missing. You are slowing yourself down. You are supposed to have a united front on matters. You accomplish faster. You accomplish faster. Anytime you want to do something, you work on it. When you are not ready to do it together, don't do it. But immediately you want to do it together, join hands, cooperate together, faster, you get it done. Somebody say loud amen. And I'm speaking to you from experience. So, when you want to get things done very fast, unite together. Unite together, cooperate together, join hands together, and you will see God getting it done for you. There's somebody here today, you enjoy speed from today. So when your family pray together, you accomplish things at a faster speed. There's greater speed. No more slow motion in your family. No more slow progress in your family. No more slow motion in your family. No more slow progress in your family. As you join hands together to accomplish, do you know even brothers and sisters in a family, if you join hands together on a project or on something, you get it done faster than for one person to do it. When you want to do something, you join hands together. When A wants to do something, you cooperate together, you get it done. When B wants to do something, you cooperate together. That's why the devil doesn't want. That's why there's a lot of family where two brothers don't talk to each other. Two sisters, they don't talk to each other. They live in the same state, yet they don't communicate. These are all signs of carnality. They are all signs of carnality. There are parents that don't talk to their children. There are children that don't talk to their parents. So, but for your family, it will never be like that again in Jesus' name. Things will begin to happen faster. I said things will begin to happen faster. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. The benefit of family altar, number what are we now? Okay, let's run through number 1 to 6 very quick. Number 1 is what? Guarantees God's presence. Number 2, it guarantees rest. Number 3, engenders unity and harmony in the family. Number 4, needs of the family are met. Number 5, things are accomplished faster. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you are seeing the benefit of things working out together as you join hands together. You see things working out faster. Number 6 benefit of the family altar is that it guarantees the spiritual growth of the children. Whenever a family works together, the children's spiritual life grows. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up your child in the way that he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. One of the training that the Bible is talking about is the training of praying together. When you pray together with your children from time to time, it helps them to grow. It helps them to be able to grow in the things. Their spiritual life is enhanced. Their spiritual life is enhanced. Their spiritual life is resuscitated. Their spiritual life is reactivated. But when you don't, even the father doesn't pray in the morning, you wake up late, and by the time you wake up, you just go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you just give everybody, I'm awful, you just go, you are gone. How about the children? The mother doesn't care, they pray, they don't pray. What matters is for them to eat a good breakfast. Let them eat good breakfast, have good good breakfast. That's the most important thing. I'm just doing a foundation here. Second service, I will go deeper into some very important things. Very, very crucial matters when it comes to a family with a difference. So I just want to set the foundation in this first service. So what are we saying here? It helps the children to grow spiritually. No child here will have a stagnated spiritual life. I say no child here will have a stagnated spiritual life. Say loud, amen. Your spiritual life will be growing higher and higher and higher. And that of your children also. I say, and that of your children also. When you pray together, you study the Bible together, the children will want to know more. They will go back themselves and go and study more. There are some of you here now that your children have never read even one old chapter of the Bible complete. One chapter. Matthew alone, they've never read it. How do you expect them to grow spiritually? How do you expect them to be children that are children that can be exceptional in the things of God? How do they fight battles of life when they are not even trained in warfare? They are not trained in warfare. Every child must be trained in warfare. Life is a war. You are the one that thinks that there's nobody that is after you. Many are spying on you like this, trying to look for how to cut you down. Life is a war. And so you must train your children in the art of spiritual warfare, starting from prayers. And it starts from the place of family altar. Monitor them that they do it. And even when you are not around, maybe you travel or something, make sure that it is done. Ensure that it is done. Have stipulated times when they pray together. So that they know that this is how life is. No family here will be a failed family. I say no family here will be a failed family. I say no family here will be a failed family. I can't imagine a father or a mother asking his children, have you done your hair? Have you done your nails? Did you polish your shoe? What kind of clothes are you wearing today? Did you eat good food? Without asking, have you prayed? Did you fast this week with us when we were fasting? You don't ask. Just ask questions. Did you eat? What did you eat? Is it cereal or corn dog or biscuit or indomie? What did you eat? I hope you are not starving yourself. The first question is, did you pray this morning? Which line of scripture did you meditate on this morning? How are things going in your spiritual life? Because if everything is going well in your spiritual life, everything will be going on well in every other area. Are you with me this morning? If everything is going on well in your spiritual life, everything will be going on well in every other area. Somebody is here this morning, that will be your testimony. Everything will be going on well in every area of your life. Not only in your academics, not only in your business and career, every sector of your life, everything will be going on well in the name of Jesus. Did I hear a loud amen? Did I hear a loud amen? What are the dangers of prayerlessness in the family? What are the dangers of prayerlessness in a family? Number one danger is it opens the door for the devil to attack the family. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary the devil as a roaring lion, wait about seeking whom may devour. When a family is prayerless, you just open the door for the enemy to come in. Because there's no defense. There's no defense. There's no defense. There's no defense. There's no protective guard of the family. Nothing is protecting the family. The family is just left there. Can you imagine playing football and there's no defender and there's no goalkeeper? Hello? Footballers, are you here? There is no defense and there's no goalkeeper. The net is just left and you are playing. That is 9 here, 11 there. And there's no defender, there's no goal. Everybody's It means that, do you know, the goalkeeper from the other side can score. Are you getting what I'm saying? The goalkeeper can throw ball here. When he show everybody's here, he will throw ball like this and the ball will go to the net because there's no defender, there's no goalkeeper. Don't leave your family without defense. Don't leave your family without protection. Honestly speaking, I say this with utmost respect to you. God knows that I respect every one of you. But let me tell you, the way some of us behave, we behave as if we have another thing that we kept that is protecting us. The way some people behave is as if they have another God somewhere. Because how come? No prayer. No fasting. Vigil. There's vigil this Friday now. No prayer. No fasting. First vigil of the year. You'll be using binoculars to be searching for you about who is your protector, girl. As if you have somebody somewhere. As if you have something that you collected from somebody that is protecting you. Don't open your goalpost for the enemy to have chief score in your house. I pray that God will defend your family in the name of Jesus. Number two, dangers of prayerlessness is it hinders the flow of blessing. Anywhere there is no prayer, blessings come in trickles. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 18. Anywhere there is no prayer, Bible says, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. That was Paul speaking. They say, I would have come to you, say, but Satan, that's how Satan hinders blessing from going to some families. Because there is no prayer. But this week, I decree speed for your family. The blessings you have lost shall be restored. I said the blessings you have lost shall be restored. The years that the cankerworm has eaten shall be taken back. Can I hear a loud amen? The years that the enemy has eaten up shall be restored. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blessings flow easily into a family when you pray often. Pray often. Pray often. Pray regularly. Pray often. Pray regularly. Pray often. Pray regularly. Blessings flow. And blessing will flow this week. I say blessing will flow this week. Every single person in your family will be sharing a testimony. Your children, far and wide, everywhere they are, your grandchildren, all of them will be sharing testimonies. This week in the name of Jesus. I said they'll be sharing testimony this week in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout a big amen. A family that prays will not lack testimonies. A family that doesn't pray, testimony can come, but it is once a while. Just get it small. Let's get it small, 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 small. Your own will not be small, small again, it will be big, big. I said it will not be small, small again, it will be big, big. Your testimony will not be coming in drops again, it will be coming in shiploads. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, dangers of prayerlessness, it engenders spiritual weakness and carnality among the family members. When a family is prayerless, they are very carnal. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Romans 8 verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death, but the spiritually minded is what? Life and what? I can't hear you. Life and peace. When the father doesn't pray, he will be very carnal. Every small thing, he will go against his wife. Every little thing, he will go against his wife. He will be shouting, yay! Everybody in the neighborhood will know his voice because he's carnal. He doesn't pray. He doesn't pray. The woman, whenever she doesn't pray, very, very carnal. If he just sees another lady wave to her husband like this, she will say, there's a problem. That is your next girlfriend. That's your new girlfriend. Because all she's thinking in her mind is that the man is after another woman. And I don't see any sensible man that wants to go places and go forward in life, that what will now be your work in life is to be pursuing women. You have lost it. You are a man. You want to get to a high place. You want to accomplish great things. You want to see increase. The next vision, as in your own vision, is to be shadowing women from one place to another. So you should know that your man is not, is as long as he's a man of vision, he can't be doing that. So don't be carnal. Prayerlessness makes family members carnal, makes the children very carnal. When a family doesn't pray, they will bring the topic of another family. They will bring it to their own. When the time they should be praying, they will be discussing. Did you see the hair tie of a so-so person in church today? Did you see how this person was dancing? Did you see how this our neighbors? The time they are supposed to be using for progress, they will be discussing other people's matters. Why? Carnality. But a prayerful family won't have time for that. They are focused. They are dedicated. They know where they are going. They are very visionary. So the issue of carnality is not there. Pray for your family this day. Every traces of carnality be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every trace of carnality be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Say it loud, amen. Say it loud, amen. When a family doesn't pray, there's spiritual weakness. You are weak spiritually. You are carnal. You are weak. To get up to do spiritual things a problem will be a problem if you don't pray. You had a bad dream. What is next for you to do? You get up immediately. You take your anointing oil. You anoint your room. You speak it. You first blow in tongues for 45 minutes first before you even talk to anything. But when you don't pray, immediately you get up, you will phone Baba somewhere. That hello, Baba, I had a dream that masquerade, the one in my village is pursuing me. So what do I do? He said, go and put salt inside water. Yes, hot water. Yes, boil water, hot water. Use salt water to bath. Then tomorrow come and meet me somewhere. Carnality with carnality. But when you are a praying person yourself, you get up in the name of Jesus. You spirit of death pursuing me. I curse you. Go back. The person that sent it, die now. Now. What's that? From today, the vigor for prayer, the zeal for prayer, be released to your family afresh. I say be released to your family afresh. Every power of prayerlessness, weakness in the place of prayer, tiredness in the place of prayer, I challenge them today in the name of Jesus. Your family will be what God wants it to be. It will be a great family. It will be a family with a difference. It will be the envy of everybody. Listen. Your own marriage will be the best among all your siblings. Peaceful, restful, prosperous, progressive, productive, in the name of Jesus. And everything you desire will come to pass. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.